Last week I posited that you and I can be more or less authentic. Occasionally we consciously decide how much or how little of our real selves we will show, but in nearly every relationship and even every encounter, we unconsciously decide how true we will be to our core self, how much of ourselves we will show. And last week I shared with you the data about just how powerful being an authentic leader is. I'll repeat that at the end of this recording in case you missed last week or want to be refreshed on it. So this week, I share with you a ruler against which you can measure the authenticity of your behavior. The ruler was created through a survey responded to by about 300 people who were asked, who is or was the most authentic leader you have personally known? And they were then asked, what is or was it about their leadership that makes you say they were the most authentic leader you have known? So rather than multiple choice, we allowed them, in some cases you, to tell us, in their own words, who those leaders were and what they did. We then analyzed those open responses to see what were the major characteristics or behaviors identified. Here are the four things that came out on top, what people reported that caused them to say someone was the most authentic leader they have personally known. 1. Honesty, integrity, genuine, respectful, clear personal values, 77%. 2. Good listener, friendly, humble, open, 55%. 3. Inspiring, got people motivated, charisma, visionary, passionate, 41%. And 4. Lead by example, 33%. Parenthetically, these add up to more than 100% because people in their answers may have named more than one attribute. The first, third, and fourth, that is, honesty, inspiring, lead by example, you will find in nearly every description or model of leadership. What seems to stand out here about authentic leadership is the second cluster of answers, good listener, friendly, humble, open. Let's finish where we started. Every single day we make hundreds of conscious and unconscious choices and micro choices as we lead. When we have authority as boss, parent, cop, principal, etc., it's so easy not to do these four things that authentic leaders do. There's a lot of pressure, timelines, the need for order that leads us to a top-down, I know better, do as I say set of practices. And that is how many of our forebears led. Need to know, because I said so, and frankly fearful way of treating their subordinates. The very tone of that word, subordinates, smacks of our wrong-headed thinking. The leaders, my survey respondents, truly exalted for their authenticity, appear to have developed the discipline to repeatedly let go of their power, haste, demandingness, to meet people humbly, as equals, as adults, as deserving of respect. It's worth practicing that as you lead with your best self. If you missed last week's reading for leading or for a reminder, here are the four most named outcomes that respondents saw resulted from their model's authentic leadership. 66% of survey respondents said the impact they saw from the most authentic leader they worked with was an increase in trust, respect, and loyalty. 55% said that the result of their authentic leader was inspiring, motivating, and that they evoked passion and hard work from those who followed them. 44% of the respondents spoke to how the authentic leaders generated a positive environment for work and one that was inclusive, and 39% said the authentic leader generated team unity, and fostered collaboration. Pretty great results.